Bedtime Bites presents The Quiet River and the Little Leaf's Journey. Once upon a time, in a lush forest where the trees whispered secrets to the wind, there lived a tiny leaf named Flora. Flora was the youngest leaf on a grand old maple tree, and she loved to watch the world around her from her perch high up in the branches. Every day, Flora would sway gently in the breeze, giggling as butterflies tickled her edges and birds sang their cheerful melodies nearby. But what fascinated Flora most was the quiet river that flowed peacefully at the base of her tree. "Oh, how I wish I could see where the river goes," Flora would sigh to her leaf friends. "It must be so exciting to travel to far-off places." The older leaves would rustle and laugh. "Little Flora," they'd say, "leaves don't travel. We stay here on our branches, keeping the tree company." But Flora couldn't help but dream of adventure. One crisp autumn day, when the air was filled with the scent of apples and cinnamon, Flora noticed something different. Her stem felt looser, and the wind seemed to tug at her more insistently. "What's happening?" Flora asked, a little scared. A wise old owl perched nearby and hooted softly. "It's autumn, little one. The time has come for leaves to begin their journey." With a gentle gust, Flora felt herself let go of her branch. For a moment, she was terrified. But then she realized she was flying. The wind carried her high above the treetops, twirling and spinning through the air. "Whee!" Flora exclaimed as she drifted past fluffy clouds and soaring birds. As she floated down, Flora landed softly on the surface of the quiet river. The cool water tickled her underside, and she giggled with delight. "Hello there," burbled the river. "Would you like to join me on an adventure?" Flora couldn't believe her luck. "Oh, yes, please," she replied excitedly. And so began Flora's magical journey down the quiet river. She floated past mossy rocks and under low-hanging branches, waving to curious fish and playful otters along the way. As the sun began to set, painting the sky in brilliant oranges and pinks, Flora saw a family of ducks paddling nearby. "Excuse me," Flora called out politely. "Could you tell me where this river leads?" The mother duck smiled kindly. "The river flows to a beautiful lake, little one. It's a wonderful place where all the forest creatures gather." Flora's excitement grew as she imagined the new friends she might meet at the lake. As night fell, twinkling fireflies lit up the riverbank, guiding Flora's way like tiny floating lanterns. The quiet river carried Flora gently through the night, lulling her into a peaceful sleep as she drifted along. When she awoke, the sun was just peeking over the horizon, and Flora gasped in wonder at the sight before her. A vast, shimmering lake stretched out as far as she could see, surrounded by trees of all shapes and sizes. The quiet river had brought her to a magical new home. As Flora floated to the shore, she was greeted by a chorus of friendly voices. Leaves of all colors and types had gathered at the lake's edge, forming a soft, cozy blanket on the ground. "Welcome, Flora," they called out cheerfully. "We've been waiting for you." Flora settled in among her new friends, feeling happy and content. She had found a new home and had the most wonderful adventure along the way. As the day drew to a close, Flora looked out over the quiet lake, reflecting on her journey. She realized that sometimes letting go and trusting the flow of life can lead to the most amazing adventures. And so Flora the Little Leaf fell asleep that night, dreaming of her magical journey down the quiet river and all the new experiences that awaited her in her lake home. From that day on, whenever the wind whispered through the trees around the lake, it carried Stut,